Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2317, How to Overcome Unhealthy Cravings When You're Feeling Down, by Bridget Elskin Galloway, with tinybuddha.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Saturday. Thank you so much for being here, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. And don't forget, we have a few shows where we do this, covering a bunch of topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Overcome Unhealthy Cravings When You're Feeling Down, by Bridget Elskin Galloway, with tinybuddha.com. Quote, "Your worst enemy cannot harm you as much as your own unguarded thoughts." Buddha. As a kid, I was taught that the devil tempted us to do evil deeds. When I had the urge to do something naughty, I imagined a pitchfork-toting demon whispering into my ear. He'd encourage me to steal that Hershey bar from 7-Eleven, or lie to my mom when she asked if I'd finished my homework. Today, I don't believe in the existence of the devil, but I do believe my doubts and fears can appear to be downright devilish, if I give in to their whisperings. But what if these discursive thoughts aren't evil after all? What if we need our cravings and impulses to help us see the truth in our lives and push past negative patterns? Recently, I had the chance to test this theory when my book manuscript was rejected by a major publisher. I'd poured my heart into those pages and anxiously waited for weeks, only to receive a standard, "thanks, but no thanks" reply. After years of work, in an instant, my hopes were crushed, and I was swamped with doubt and self-pity. Soon, my disappointment turned into indignation. How dare that editor reject my work? I began typing a hateful email, but thankfully, I stopped short of clicking send. Rather than write something I'd regret, I strapped on my sneakers and went for a power walk. When I'm in a sour mood, walking usually helps me clear my head, but even on that crisp, sunny fall day, a black cloud of dissatisfaction hovered over me. Thoughts of failure invaded my mind. With every footstep, my negative thoughts grew. Then, I smelled an all too familiar aroma. I glanced over and saw a man smoking a cigarette on his front porch. That scent wrapped around my brain and triggered a thought. If you have a smoke, you'll feel better. I haven't smoked in more than 3 years, but somewhere in my mind, a familiar longing stirred. I began smoking during college when I felt insecure. Over the years, anytime I felt lonely or upset, when my marriage was troubled or my career was threatened, I stepped outside and lit up a cigarette. Even years after successfully kicking that bad habit, the associative power between my unhappiness and nicotine was still strong. The tempting thought swirled in my brain. Bum a smoke from your neighbor. no one will know. Thankfully, enough time had passed since I quit and I could view my desire to smoke with objectivity. But rather than push it aside, I entertained the thought. "That's so interesting," I said to my former addicted self. "You haven't craved a cigarette in years, and now you're upset and bam, you have a craving." In truth, even the part of me that used cigarettes for comfort didn't really want to smoke again. Addicted me knew the reality. Tobacco tastes bitter, and the smoke burns my throat and makes me feel crazy, not to mention all the horrible diseases it causes. The urge to smoke was just a thought, an unhealthy one at that. A moment later, the urge was gone, but craving that cigarette, which was once so intoxicating to me, provided a wonderful way to be present with what was happening to me physically and emotionally. In other words, the urge to smoke became a signal, encouraging me to explore what it was I really needed. So what bedevils you? The next time you're tempted to give in to an unhealthy urge, try this practice. Observe the feeling. The craving wants your attention, so give it what it needs for a limited time. Observe, but don't indulge. Become curious about the nature of your thought. What does the feeling want you to do or say? When did you first feel this craving? Why is it prompting you toward an unhealthy response today? What triggered the craving? Are you really hungry? Or do you feel angry, sad, or lonely? If the latter, what might you do to take care of the feeling without indulging in an unhealthy habit? Entertain the thought. Rather than push it away, make a place for it in your heart. Address the thought or emotion as you would to a dear friend or child. "Hello, disappointment. I recognize you. You're afraid of not being acknowledged, but I see you." This is what therapists call self-talk. Listen deeply to the need. At the heart of every craving is an unmet need. The need itself may not be bad or wrong, but how you take care of it can be. Rather than fill that void with a negative habit or unhealthy choice, consider what it is you really lack. In my case, I needed acknowledgement and support. When I returned from my walk, I called a trusted friend and fellow writer and allowed her to cheer me up. Then we brainstormed ideas about other potential publishers for my book. Treat yourself and others with compassion. Ultimately, as I walked that day, I became aware of my weaknesses and my strengths. Each time I breathed in and smelled the cigarette smoke, I breathed out gratitude that my addiction no longer had me in its grip. And rather than beat myself up for feeling what I felt, I used the experience to generate empathy for my neighbor. Maybe he was struggling with anxiety or loneliness too. In the end, my craving can become my worst enemy or a good friend. When I seek the truths that rise out of difficult situations, a seeming loss can turn into a win. If I'm aware and healthy, I might even be able to learn something very valuable and transform a negative habit into the means for healthy self-discernment. You just listened to the post titled, "How to Overcome Unhealthy Cravings When You're Feeling Down," by Bridget Elskin Galloway with tinybuddha.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. First, I want to thank today's author, Bridget, for allowing us to share their story. Quitting smoking is one of the most difficult habits to break. So congratulations on being able to maintain this even when tempted. That also speaks to how well today's author's suggestions actually work. If they can use these same techniques to stop smoking and continue to do so in the face of temptation, we know these suggestions are likely pretty darn good. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.